This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Sandy McGee, Interim Executive Director of Umpqua Valley Arts. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Hi, everybody out there.
So what's been going on at the arts?
Oh, Kyle, so many things. You know, we're open by appointment right now. I really want to let people out there know that they can go to our website at uvarts.com and schedule a time to come in and see the membership show. It is amazing. The show is comprised of work, and it's such a diverse show. People are working in clay, in pastels, in oils, all kinds of different things. This is the show where we get to see our artist members, our local artists, showcase their work. It's stunning. It's amazing. And the diversity of the work is, I think, one of the most exciting things about it. You're not just seeing one kind of work. You're seeing all kinds of different work. Everything from, you know, abstract painting to origami and clay sculptures and wooden sculptures, just everything. And the talent that we have here in the Umpqua Valley is beyond measure. I would just really encourage people to come by and see. You can't drop by. Unfortunately, we're not just open to the public right now during COVID. We want to keep everybody safe. But please do stop by the Art Center by going to our website and go to our current exhibitions page and schedule a time to come.
And how have people been enjoying coming in and having the place to themselves?
It's so special, Kyle. You have an hour of art, basically, once you sign up. You can come with friends. You can bring a group of people with you. We can have up to 10 people at a time. We're limited capacity, obviously, because we're keeping people safe. But that hour, Kyle, is coveted. The patrons come in, our constituents come in, and they look at the work and they spend time and they feel like it's a special time for them to be in the Art Center. And you know, Kyle, it's an historical building. The building is 100 years old. The building itself is a work of art. It's so special. And then you're looking at all this artwork in here. And chances are, if you're from the Umpqua Valley, you're going to know somebody who's in that show. You're going to know maybe even several people who are in that show. So it's a special hour of just having the whole place to yourself to just, you know, see art. No one's really going to bug you. I'm there. I love to see people. Of course, I love to talk to you and share with you what's going on. And if you have questions about artwork, if you have questions about art in general, I'm there to discuss that with you.
And what hours are you open for these appointments?
The appointments are open from 10 until 4. So you there are four chances throughout the day to go see the show. So it's 10 to 11, 11 to noon, 2 to 3, and 3 to 4.
And which days of the week?
Tuesday through Friday.
And so not on Saturdays then?
Not on Saturdays. We're not holding Saturday hours right now. You know, with the just with everything going on with COVID, there's been a little bit of a reduction in hours just because, you know, we just can't be open fully to the public right now.
So what else do you have going over there?
Well, we've got, I just put the call out, Kyle, this is really exciting for Umpqua Plein Air. So we do an event every year where painters come from all over Oregon, parts of Washington, Northern California, the Pacific Northwest region, really. They come and they paint the Umpqua Valley. This year, because of COVID, we needed to spread those boundaries out a little bit to make sure the painters just had plenty of room to paint. And we wanted people to come from the coast because, you know, Douglas County goes all the way from the coast, all the way inland. And it is just an incredibly diverse county that has incredible landscapes. So we've opened up the boundaries for Umpqua Plein Air to be all of Douglas County, to include the coast specifically. And so the call just went out for that. So we're really encouraging folks who are interested in painting landscapes and doing plein air painting, which is painting outdoors in real time, capturing the light. We are encouraging people to sign up for that right now. And then we've got summer camps going on right now, very small groups. The camps are going to be going online. And so we're going to be doing some virtual lessons. So if you're curious about that and you're interested in doing some virtual art classes for your youth, your young artists, make sure to go to our website at uvarts.com.
And how long are the kids' camps going through?
Well, I think we just have a few more weeks of them, Kyle. It's about the next 3 weeks. And then, you know, it's the fall. I mean, we're already We're already there.
Don't we get a do-over on summer?
I know. Can we please do a do-over? We need a do-over in 2020 in general.
Well, yeah, or just move on to the next year.
Yeah. You know, one thing, Kyle, coming in here this morning, I really wanted to, I was just thinking, I really wanted to put out there, which was, I want to let people know how important it is to become a member at the Art Center. Arts and culture in our city, in our town, in our county is so important. And Umpqua Valley Arts is an incredible resource for bringing arts and culture to this town. You know, we're on that arts campus. We have clay classes. We have the clay place. UACT is there. We do, you know, Melody over at UACT, a small production theater. It's such an important thing to support in our town, especially during times like these. So I just want to encourage people to go to our website or even just call us, make an appointment to stop by, see the show, and become a member, become a patron of the arts. Because part of the thing is we do work with youth, and one of the most important things to inject in a youth education is the creative process. You know, Kyle, there have been no major shifts in culture without the creative process. Think about Einstein's theory of relativity. He was an incredibly creative scientist. So the creative process is not owned by art. It is used in all disciplines, but the Art Center really talks about creativity and how important that is to have that in your midst so that you can apply that to anything you do.
And I know you guys did a recent online fundraiser. How'd that go?
It went so well, and I really want to say thank you. We have so much gratitude for our community right now. The online fundraiser for the Summer Arts Festival to get us through to next year so that we can have another festival just blew our goal out of the water. We had a goal of $5,200, and we made nearly $14,000, Kyle. So this community is so supportive of the arts, and I just want to say thank you to everybody out there.
All right, Sandy McGee from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:38 at News Radio 1240, KQEN on The Morning Report.